You know, this is the fun part of this whole technique. We wash our brushes with odorless thinner, shake them off, and just beat the devil out of them.
Ha! Hectic you, it's my got to. He did that, couldn't be seen. So pretty, goddamn unique. You spank my soul, ain't no shame. Strange people's hate fondles you. Just wanting from neck to toe. They call you their girl devil. You belong in a circus I show.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll in Northeast Ohio. My name is Eagle. I am joined by the one, the only, Rubber City Red Beard.
I've been called that a few times.
Yeah. I like the gray streak. You got like
it's
a...
It's white. Fuck you.
Oh, wait.
I'm personally colorblind and I know it's white. Redheads don't go gray.
I'm wearing these fresh-ass glasses.
And yeah.
Yeah, you're right. They're white. They're white. I'm sorry. I don't
fuck.
Know.
That's white.
That's some snow shit.
It just looks gray because it has the red background. So but if you just look.
Okay. Wow, you ripped that out no problem.
That's
got
white.
A lot of curl. That is white. Yeah, that is white as snow.
Yeah. My hair goes white, dude. And I'm fine with it. I'm fucking in my 40s. I won't say which one. My birthday is next week.
It is.
Week and a half?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I'll be another 40 age.
Yeah, you will.
Whatever, which one?
Blackout Cookout is in your honor this year.
Boko.
Oh, my God.
Boko. This is going to be a weird show for me. Because, like, because of the COVID rules.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how venues are doing this thing where, like, you either have to take a test to prove that you don't have COVID.
Right.
Or show them that you've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm not doing any of that.
Oh.
I'm not doing any of that.
You're
I'm not.
Fuck
I
the system
dude,
guy.
The day I'm a door guy, right?
All day.
I'm a door guy. Fuck me if I ever ask for proof of your goddamn medical history.
Oh, they got—they really got to feel uncomfortable with that. They got to
like fuck me for doing that. I would never. Nope.
Yeah.
I would have quit my job.
Right.
If I was still a door guy, I would have quit my fucking job if you told me I had to ask for people's medical history in order for them to enjoy a show. And a lot of the argument. And the pushback on that are for people who don't like the whole vaccination thing, right? Or people that fucking hated the masks and shit. I didn't have a problem wearing masks.
No.
I got fucking vaccinated.
You sure did.
I don't give a shit about vaccinations. I had a bunch when I was a fucking kid before I even had a fucking choice.
I've had like 9 this year.
I committed all kinds of crimes as a teenager. The government wasn't following me. There was no microchip.
Yeah.
You know? So I didn't give a shit about any of that. I did all that. Here's my thing. This is where I'm coming from on this. And I got plenty of friends that are like, fuck that, dude. I'm going to a show. And that's cool, man. That's cool.
Thank
I get it. Because you're starved of shows and you want to enjoy I get it. I do. Here's where I'm coming from, man. I've been to 1,000 fucking shows. And I'm a metalhead, you know? First off, fuck the government, right?
Yeah.
Because we're metalheads. So fuck you and your governmentness and asking me for fucking proof of my government shit. Right? That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the history of any metal show that I went to, and we've gone to shows where we are bleeding and sweating and fucking covered in vomit and people pissing themselves and you're rubbing up against them all fucking night.
You're
right?
Obviously referencing the last Metal at the Mat. Yes.
Yes. That's just one night. Right? I've been to 1,000 fucking shows, dude, and never did we have to fucking prove that we didn't have AIDS or fucking hepatitis or anything else that you can get from being exposed to other bodily fluids. That we were doing that all the fucking time, dude. All the time. Buddy has bled on plenty of people. I've had people fucking bleed on me and shit. Like the old story about fucking the Pantera show where Buddy was so, fucking so drunk that he puked all over this dude's back. And it was just like liquor and chocolate chip cookies. And the dude turned around and was just like, yeah, dude, fuck it.
Fuck it.
You know, because yeah, we're metalheads, man. It. Like, that's fucking just what... these are the things that we fucking did at show. We didn't give a shit about none of that, man.
Right.
So now all of a sudden I got to prove to you that I don't have the fucking super flu
yeah.
to get into a fucking show and enjoy myself. But I never had to fucking prove that I wasn't going to fucking, like, kill somebody with my bodily fluids At any other time in any fucking show, Slayer, where right. people just fucking get busted open all the fucking time, Pantera shows where people get busted open all the fucking time, local shows, the Hate Theory shows, NDE shows, where people were getting busted open all the fucking time.
Right. Nobody's getting busted open at BOGO, though. Like, it's...
That's right. not at all my fucking point.
No, I know, but I was,
Jesus
I was just...
Christ!
Oh, no. No. I was saying, for the listener, if you're thinking about going to BOCO, don't worry about getting chocolate chip puke on you or punched
you
in the head. I'm just saying, like, it's a more
on.
Civil... Because, you know, I'm just saying, like, you're giving a lot of very violent examples of going
because
to shows.
Yeah, because we're fucking metalheads and we go to metal shows. That's what we do.
Right.
That's what we've done for our entire fucking existence.
I really
since,
hope this
since I was, like, 17 years old.
Right.
Right. So, I'm never going to go to a show that I have to fucking prove... my medical shit.
That's fair.
To anybody. It's fucking dumb to me. So, but I am going to BOCO.
Yes.
And I'll sit outside and I'll fucking talk to my people and listen to the fucking music. I'm still going to BOCO.
Yeah. You're not, I mean, BOCO. You're not like, fuck you, Kenny.
No, I fucking, you know, I love Kenny and I love BOCO. I fucking support that show every fucking
year.
Well,
and they're in a position too because Westside Bowl is like part of the group. Like in Ohio, there's a lot of venues that have band together.
Take on that moniker.
Moniker of, you know, we need this from you to ensure the safety because, like, you know, some people don't want to go to a certain environment. Some people do. I'm of the mindset myself on the personal level of, like, I'm going to BOCO. I just want to see the show. I'll do whatever.
I fucking get it.
I'll do whatever. But if you tell me that I ain't got to do the shit, then I ain't going to do it. I'll still go to the... either way, whatever.
Right.
It's all good. It's going to be... I don't think this show... I mean, we're here. We're going to... There's a show coming up this Friday.
Yes.
That
at Annabelle's.
Yeah. It's
in Highland Square on West Market Street in Akron.
It's going to be a pizza party.
What? We throw pizza parties?
Yeah. That's another pizza. We invented a whole new, thing.
You know, I don't even know if like if you invented it.
I didn't.
You know what
I
mean?
No,
like,
I didn't come
know,
up with the idea.
But
of a pizza
I'm
going to
say that you do it better than anybody else.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I mean, well, the only
person who throws a better pizza party isn't even a person.
Who's that?
He's a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Chuck.
Chuck. Charlie Cheese.
Charlie Cheese, dude.
Charlie Cheese, man.
Charlie Cheese is the only motherfucker who throws a better pizza party.
Dude, that band fucking slays. Like, they tear the fucking house down every time I see Chuck E. Cheese and his fucking homies doing
Mechanical
their
thing. Elvis fucks shit up.
Yeah.
Mechanical Elvis dog?
So many drugs.
Dude.
So many fucking drugs.
You think that dude's not on PCP?
I would, as much as I would love to take the credit for all the pizza party, we are fortunate enough to know actually, like, really, really good bands. Because here's the thing. I was talking about this today, about the upcoming show, and then the last show that we did with, you know, Super Corruptor, Goosed, and Wall Creeper.
Such a good show, dude.
All in their own rights. Like, they're local headliners. Like, and people can, you know, be like, oh, well, you know, the environment, like, it's all cool. If those bands sucked, it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If any of those bands went up and they were just like, look, we've only done 3 shows ever. We got this new bass player guy because the last guy was...
It doesn't work without the bands.
These are grizzled young vets. You know what I mean? Like, these are, like, cats that know what the fuck they're doing. And they're cool enough with us.
We're lucky enough that people like us.
Yeah. I don't get it because we are dicks.
Yeah.
We're dicks.
I am. I'm not a dick.
I might be. To some people, I might.
I am an asshole on every level.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Every single tier.
I am so okay.
Total asshole.
Like, I'm self-aware of my assholeness. And I'm not that way all the time, but I know that I can be, like, the biggest on the planet. So, my bad. Sometimes to people.
When I'm alone, smoking weed, sitting by the window in my home, often think, yo, why the fuck is it I'm not in Rome? If I had a little motivation, money, and a hot body, I see it now, brushing a hard drive. No more pigging out, binging on the late night. No more sticking juice in a syringe to get the game tight. No more pack of hot dogs on my neck, right by the fade, right? 40 pounds to go, and then you hook is getting late, right?
Being a concert promoter myself now that I'm a big time concert promoter. I took a selfie in front of the marquee at Annabelle's today. I'll post it up on Instagram. I did. It says Effin' Fall Fest with all four bands.
Look at what you're doing now.
What?
Look what you're doing. You're like taking pictures.
I didn't flex my muscles.
You're taking pictures with your own marquee.
Yeah,
of your show.
Yeah.
And then when I get out of my car, was the first thing you did?
I flexed my
muscles. No. Before you flexed, you had to. He has a regular t-shirt on. A red. Listen to me. It is. Listen. So that makes it even better that it's kind of short sleeve. Because he still pulled his sleeves up.
He sure did.
And he barely even has sleeves.
I needed him to see that extra.
That's what he did.
That extra lump. That's what he did. I need you to see the extra lump in the shoulder.
This is what happens when you start working out. Just be a fat guy. Don't work out. Eat pasta.
Yeah.
And don't fucking be like Eagle, right? You start working out. You're working out for what, 3 months?
4 months now.
Now you can't stop checking yourself out, taking fucking pictures with marquees.
Okay, look.
Eck.
Eck. Look, if you were an island star,
you look wonderful.
No,
and goddamn your effort, you know, fucking you put a lot into that. So
thank you. I honestly wanted to do that so I could see if you were like, oh shit, like you got your arms got bigger or something. Because I don't know what my progress is because I see me every day. And so
a lot, apparently.
Oh, well, I'm trying.
Hey, mirror.
Well,
mirror,
since I started lifting weights, and stuff, like I started noticing like more muscles happening in other places that I wasn't expecting. Yeah.
That's because we've never had them before.
That's exactly it.
Right.
And boy, my wife is tired. Just mentally, physically, everything.
I don't work out all the time, and boy, my wife is tired.
Boy,
that's a weird joke.
Zing. But. Anyway, this show that I took the picture of me for the marquee. Now I don't want to post it up online. I'm going to look like such a nurse. I should have flexed my muscle in the selfie in front of the marquee. Should have been sleeveless.
You still got time. You can go back
down. I might do it this week. Fuck it. I don't care. That's my new gimmick. That's going to be my new shtick. But we got this. I'm not even. Is this hyperbole or is it not? This is the best four band. Bill?
Yeah, best four band banger. Yeah, it is. It's a really good fucking show, dude.
It's like you got the best out there right now in doing the grind stuff with Foul Spirits. Right? Just that just nasty Soylent Green sounding like fucking just like, oh. You got the best kind of like hardcore-ish punk band in Feds.
Oh,
best death metal in Fully Consumed.
Man, doesn't get no better than that.
Oh,
it really doesn't get no better than Fully Consumed.
And I'm going to say it. Fistula is not talking the shit. I saw them fucking upstage I Hate God. Fistula, the greatest sludge band of all time.
Yeah, here's the thing, man.
That's like, literal.
Like, I Hate God's good.
They're going to be like, no.
And they can say that, whatever. I Hate God's good, and I have seen them live many a time.
I'm going to see them November 7th, right? Like, open up for Gwar.
First time I seen Pantera, I Hate God played. Got booed off the fucking stage.
I remember that. White Zombie, Deftones. But
they're a good band. Fistula, to me... On another level. On another fucking level as far as, like, the attack of that music goes, right? Because there's an attack there. Like fucking I Hate God's whatever. They're good. They fucking play. Fistula's just an all-out fucking assault.
Right.
I don't care. They're better. They're a better band than I Hate God. They're a better band than I Hate God.
I agree. Did you? Oh, man. So, I just got Spotify. Do you fuck with Spotify or no?
No.
Okay, so.
Not a fan.
It sounded like I farted when I rubbed the screen. So on Spotify, like they have these stats and you know all this stuff. And so like I just got Spotify. I'm 40 in 2021. I just got hip to it. And I want to smoke that marijuana. You know what's real quick sidebar? You know what's really really legal in Chicago, Illinois?
Weed as fuck. That's how it was.
You know, you could drink. You could possibly stand 50 feet in front of Killer Mike drinking marijuana. That's a possible thing that could have happened.
Did you do
3 weeks ago?
That's pretty exciting.
It is pretty amazing. Yeah. It was the best time of my life. We're going next year. We already bought the tickets for next year. Danzig's and Misfits are playing. Yeah. We already got tickets. Airbnb.
Did not excite me at all.
What's that?
Did not excite me at all.
Why not?
Danzig and Misfits. It doesn't excite me.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't like cool shit.
I don't like cool shit.
Well, it's what you just said.
No, I never got into the Misfits. And Danzig sucks. So, whatever.
Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. This is why we don't podcast often.
Because Danzig sucks?
No.
It's not my fault that he sucks, and you're a fan of him.
No.
Danzig doesn't suck. Danzig sucks.
Danzig's great, dude. Yeah.
I love him because he loves cats.
Okay, so when you type in the band, whatever, like a picture of the band or like their last album cover comes up, this is what comes up for Fistula. It's just a picture of Corey Bing's face. It's just his face, man. Just looking at
it. What's in the reflection of the glasses?
What is it, the reflection of the glasses?
Whose porch is he on? Let me see if I can fucking guess this.
Yeah.
Because it kind of looks like Buddy's porch.
He might be on Buddy's porch. Buddy took that picture.
No, because there's a truck right there. I don't know where he's at, but yeah, it's just it's Corey's fat face.
It's just Corey, hey, you do not fat listen face, to Grant. Corey? Don't listen to Grant. What? Grant's an asshole. Remember,
we're all
every tier.
We're all fatties.
Yeah, you guys are.
Our totally nicknames back in the day when Fistula toured with Sofa King Killer.
Yeah.
He was fat, and I was fat nasty.
Really?
Those were our nicknames. Fat and fat nasty.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can say he has a fat face.
On Spotify alone, Fistula has 1,750 listeners a month.
That's dope. They do tour, though.
They're so dope.
They do tour, though.
But they do tour.
So for bands that don't have numbers, just tour.
But it's like every sludge playlist on Spotify has Fistula in it. You know what I mean? It's like them right next to I Hate God or whatever, and whatever bands that aren't, you know, Fistula. Fistula is one of those bands that we got into so early, like that fucking, when they did the Cocaine cover. What's the fucking name of the album? It's really cool. Obelisk. They had an album. Anyway, Corey Bing gave me this album. It's 21 years old, whatever this album was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It had a really, really cool album cover.
That cover of Cocaine was great.
The cover of Cocaine was great.
I used to love when they played that live.
But they were like one of the first bands that I ever heard that really sounded like their sound. And I don't even want to say sludge, whatever. Like, they're just grimy. Because, like, their styles will change. They've always evolved, and you don't know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. There was Double Kicks on that last record. It was the heaviest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, Fistula really doesn't have like a set.
They had a tone way. That doesn't even exist.
It's what they're writing. Right. It's what they're feeling right now. You know, the Deftones do the same shit. When have you heard a Deftones album sound the same?
Right.
They really don't. I mean, like from album to album, something's different. And you know, because Fistula's done the super slow, sludgy shit. And they've done fucking faster, like punk shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that last album was like metal, like just, it was, seriously, I don't even know what the tuning was. I think they just made up some shit. Like, they were just like, whatever, this is the heaviest thing.
Turn your knobs!
Yeah.
Turn them again!
It's like some out of like a Tenacious D storyline, like, let's find the heaviest guitar tone of all time, and they found it. Fistula is opening the show. So I'm looking at Foul Spirits. I'm looking at a reunited, fully consumed. This whole thing came from the mind of Jesse Barraclough from Fully Consumed. This all steamrolled with him going, "Hey, we want to play a pizza party," and me not being able to say no to that. There was no way in fuck that I wasn't going to try to do a pizza party before Fully Consumed.
Yeah, I just want to see him play.
And so it was like him, and then I, you know, Brent, he was like, he suggested Feds without the idea of the letter F. He suggested Feds. He was like, I remember playing a show with them. Are they still doing shit? And I was like, talk to Brandon. Boom. And then it was like, who would be a good one? I'm like, Foul Spirits. And then it was just like, hey, you all begin with the letter F. And then it just became a whole thing where Jesse's like, Friday the 15th. And so
the flyer should have been spelled out. 15, that's an F word as well.
Isn't it? I think it is.
It's not. 1-5.
What?
Big 1-5.
Oh.
Drop the ball.
You know what?
Fucking zing.
Good. Yeah, that's my bad. I should have said something to Luchka when he made the flyer, which we're looking at right now. We're looking at the flyer.
It was a great flyer.
What an artist. I want him to do all the fucking shows.
We need to fucking screen print his shit.
Dude, yeah. I have three of his posters, maybe four now, framed in my place. Like, I frame his shit. That's how narcissistic I am. I have, like, pizza party fucking things framed in my house. But these are great memories. That's not I'm building memories.
It's not narcissistic to fucking have a poster of a show.
Especially one with fully consumed feds, foul spirits, and fistula.
Yeah.
Because feds we've played on this show, it's like, numerous fucking, amount like, of times.
I'm looking at the lineup, and I'm like...
I would go to that show if it was, like, an hour drive away. Like, legit, just to see those bands together. You know what? Let's play...
I'm mad that I got to stick around all night for just to see Fully Consumed.
You're mad? Yeah, wait, you would leave if Fully Consumed played first? You would leave? You would leave?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's be out.
Should I cut this? Let's be out. No. No edits. Sorry. Sorry, other three bands.
Fuck them.
Go fuck yourself. I'm sitting here like I put it together.
And my
it really is
slaps my own back.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I would if I could.
Oh, I can't reach
with
it.
My giant biceps.
Yeah, my traps are in the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Now we know how Jared Chris feels.
Oh, I know how Brock Lesnar feels. I highly encourage everybody to, if you're not going to the show, to go to the show. But if you don't go to the show, go across the street to Mr. Subs, because our man Larry Gargas is DJing.
Wow!
Go get yourself some food. The pizza's coming from Mr. Subs. So here's the thing about Larry booking that show. Subs,
and if you want to go over and catch a DJ, especially like in between sets and shit, and check out Larry's fucking set, which we recommend that you do.
Yeah, we love him.
If you don't want some pizza over at our place for free, you can always fucking buy a Sammy.
Also, check out his podcast, Bleach Mouth Postscript. It's way, what's the word? Consistent. He keeps it timed. He has, he puts them out.
And he probably puts them out regularly.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He did like three with me that he never aired. He really doesn't like me.
We used to put shows out regularly. Yeah. And then we like started getting popular. And I was like, I can't have that.
I fear success, bro.
So then I just fucking put the kibosh on the success.
That's right.
Well, dude.
I was like so grateful that you did that because, ugh.
Who has time for that?
Yeah, money and doing stuff you love does not sound good to me.
Loving you.
Man, I would hate that.
Thinking good things about you.
I'd hate it so much.
Treating you well.
Yeah.
And, that would have been a shitty life.
I'm so glad I don't
have
it.
This life of misery.
Yes.
And fucking, and depression.
Right.
And, and struggle.
Good fistula song.
Yeah, that's why I listen to these bands.
Yes.
You know, if I don't keep my life like that, I'm going to lose touch with the music side of my brain, right? Like, I feel like if I succeed and I get happy and I have things and people treat me right, that I'm just going to be like, oh, did you listen to that new Tiffany album?
You know, most of these dudes are pretty, like, domesticated, happy guys.
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know anything.
See.
I don't know anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to do your research.
I feel like there's people in this band that, you know, aren't so, and then this one too.
Yeah.
And then that one, and then that one.
Here, without say here, let's see if they can guess between the four bands. So this band, they'll fight you. This band,
this band. Okay, no.
Shit,
because we're gonna and we don't want to do it in order, right?
Okay, no.
So yeah, so this band will definitely fight you and everybody that you're with.
Yeah, 100%.
Right, this band will drink you under the table.
There you go. They will.
This band.
Smoke you under the table.
They will, yes. They will definitely smoke you under the table. Yeah. But they will also fight you.
They will. Yeah, that's the thing. They'll fight you.
They'll also fight you.
Yeah, and this one will fight you. And this
but
one.
They, okay, but these.
But
guys,
this one makes you want to fight.
But these.
They make you want to fight more than the other three bands that will actually fight you.
But then none of those guys in that band.
Yeah.
Actually want to fight. But they do make music that make you want to fight.
If you can guess what bands we're talking about,
we'll let you in for free.
We'll let you in for free.
If you email, hit Eric up.
Yeah, me.
On the Keep It at 99 page on the old Messenger there on Facebook.
Or Instagram or whatever.
Or that.
Yeah.
And
Rick Rudo.
You, we'll let you in for free.
Yeah. Done. So this band will fight you. This band will outdrink you and fight you. This band will smoke you and fight you. This band
writes shit that makes you want to fight people, but they also don't want to fight anybody.
Yeah, but they're all like, you know, in happy relationships. And
they're
just
very, yeah, they're very happy.
Very cool dudes.
They're all happy. Why is that funny to me?
Because you remember when they weren't.
I do. Oh, yeah, those guys are pretty happy now, man.
Man.
That's awesome. Good for you guys for being happy, by the way.
Congratulations. You know what we should do? We should play songs from all four of these bands.
Yeah, we should, dude.
That's how we can end this. Look, let's do a little mixtape. I'm going to do a little mixtape for you guys.
So we're going to give them like 15 minutes of some killer shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to DJ it. DJ.
Oh, DJ Throwdown.
DJ right? Throwdown.
This is like you.
That's how we do
you
this.
Right now.
Yeah.
You DJing right now.
Yeah.
Is battling Larry on Friday.
Oh, shit. You want to hear a funny thing about Larry DJing? So Larry booked this date against us.
That I thought about that after you told me that he was DJing the same night. I was like, why would he book a gig the same night that we're throwing?
Because he was like, I'm gonna compete. Fuck those dude. It was a fuck you to us. So it was
actually a good move because he's like, oh, you guys are having a show with free pizza. Well, how about I just fucking have a show at the place you get the pizza from?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He won upped us.
He did.
He won over our heads. Yeah. And
because his set is free.
Yeah.
Set's you got to well, you gotta pay $5. You got to pay $5 to get into
five
our
bucks
show.
To
you get free
in.
Food.
Yeah.
But you can get into a free show with Larry, but you got to pay for your food.
That's right.
Or you can go to both shows, grab some pizza, walk across the street, watch Larry.
Which I might do.
Damn.
Larry, I think, is going to stop by. He's like sharing the set with somebody else. So I think he's going to stop by for like an hour or something.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. You got to pay $5 though, Larry. But like, he'll probably just go hang out in the parking lot, go talk to the musicians, smoke cigarettes. Could you imagine Larry smoking a cigarette ever?
He would do it like this.
Like
you people can't say French it, man. But like a French
DJ Larry Gorgos. He doesn't have a cool name, does he? He doesn't have a DJ name, does he?
No, it's just like
DJ Larry.
DJ Larry, right?
Yeah.
Which is funny because like you listen to the fucking Lonely Island guys.
Of course, I love them.
There's that one song where he literally yells out like DJ Larry.
Yeah. it's for Larry Gargis. But I asked Gargis when we were initially coming up with the idea of FM Fall Fest, which became like this brainstorm between Wally Howe, Brandon from Feds. Jesse Barracliff and myself. There's this group chat, and this because this was all pre.
That's called a brain trust.
This was all pre Fistula, and I even was like, "Wouldn't it be crazy if Fistula were in?" And they were all like, "That would be fucking nuts." And then that's when I was like, "All right, guys, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it."
I'm the one that hit you up and was like, "Hey, why didn't you put Fistula on that show?" And you were like, "Because I don't think they would do it." And then you hit them up, and then they did it.
So that's right. You now, brought Fistula to me. You know, I proposed it to the other three fellas. The three fellas said yes. I proposed it to Bing. Bing says no. I says, it's all right, Corey, Bing. I love and respect you the same.
And then he was like, oh, but Grant's going to be there.
Yeah.
Fuck then yeah,
the next, well, it was like the next day or two, he was like, hey, I actually meant yes. And I was like, I love you, Corey Bing, because I do. It's an honor. It is. I literally mean that, dude. It is an honor to have fucking Bing play a show that we a pizza party thing that we're throwing. Because like, pizza parties are kind of a ridiculous concept in its own right. It's childish. It's fun. But like, the fact that they said that for us, because, like, you know what I mean? He loves you. He loves me. And we love, it's just, it's super.
Yeah, awesome. And I was also like, my best friend of like 30 years is in the band.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be too hard. It shouldn't be too hard.
Right.
You know?
But the fact that they're doing it, it's just like, it's so fucking cool. So I, you know, I asked the three dudes, the brain trust, if you will, and we got Fistula in there, and I forget what the fucking point was, what I was going to say.
That's that Delta.
It's that Delta. Delta 8, guys.
Delta.
It's that CBD.
Well, you got that Corona Delta 8 variant? That Corona Delta 10 variant?
But now,
bro, you ain't vaccinated against that Delta? Wrong Delta, bitch.
But now we're doing all kinds of shit. You want to hear something? Oh, so anyway. Oh, this is what I was getting to. I asked Larry if he would DJ the night. You know how in between it with songs or bands that begin with the letter F.
That'd been sweet.
It would have been really cool.
That'd be cool. And then, but then really he was cool. Like,
he said no right away. Like, that's fucking dumb or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like, you're a fucking idiot. I was like, what? He's like, you fucking jackass. I think he just like would text me mean things for 5 days. It would just be like, you're fat. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Larry didn't want to do it. He doesn't love us. Go listen to his podcast, Bleach Mouth Postscript. It's really good. He still won't have me on. And just,
even if you don't go see him DJ, like, Larry's fucking fun to listen to.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. He's
because he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's not a dummy. You're not listening to a dummy. You know.
He's one of the only people I answer the phone for.
That says a lot.
That says so much. Most people, I block their number. If they call me too much, I'm like, I'm just gonna change it. I'm gonna go change my number.
I thought about doing that the other day.
Oh shit, you should have.
I've thought about it. Oh, I was so like, man, all you gotta do is make a phone call.
I told you. You know? I told you. Anytime anybody asks me what's up with Grant, I tell everybody a different story. I'm just like, oh, he found this chick. She's got like 6 kids. She lives in Columbus. He's just gonna just trying some shit out.
He went hiking on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
Was mistaken for some other guy.
He's really into lock picking right now, and he's got to focus. He can't take any distractions.
Man, I wish I was into lock picking when I was like fucking 10. Right?
Yeah. Because
then I could have actually used it for evil. You know? Mm-hmm. Once you hit the age of 18, like, you can't.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You know? Unless you want to go to jail. I grew up with a bunch of guys who like jail.
Yeah, you know? I mean, well,
like,
you
I grew up in a neighborhood of people who like just won't stay out of that place.
It gets you laid in jail.
Weird.
Get you laid.
Like, oh, my God.
All right, we're going to do our mixtape. This was Nice 2 Podcast. Friday, this Friday, maybe if you're listening. If you're listening to this after Friday, this is pointless for you, you know? This is a very timely.
But you should be listening to it on Thursday.
Thursday. So tomorrow. Today. Today's Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
And you're listening to it, come see us tomorrow.
We're recording it on Tuesday.
We're recording this on Tuesday.
And there's a Wednesday.
Here at Assassin Tattoos, a lovely establishment.
I wish we had an address.
Something on Market. I'll post
Assassin
it
Tattoos on Market Street. They have some really great artists here.
Google map it.
Do a lot of great work. Mm-hmm. You should come down. If you need a little ink, come down.
Here's a little mixtape. We're going to play you with some Fully Consumed, then Feds, then Foul Spirit, then Fistula, because that's the order on the poster going down, and I just looked at it because I wanted to make sure that I hit
it. It's just the way you read it.
So we're going to open it up with the old school classic from Fully Consumed, Murder in the Name of Jesus.
One of my faves.
Yeah.
You know, they fucking played a couple shows and I didn't even know. I didn't even know they were getting back together.
Yeah.
And it's like one of my favorite fucking groups, right? Like, I fucking love watching them dudes live.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play 2 shows after they get back together.
Horrible people.
And I didn't know about the shows until the night of the shows.
Bobby Clark is slipping. We'll see you at the show. Grant, I love you. Let's do this again. Maybe we'll do it before I go cookout, or maybe we'll hit up each other in 5 months. Who knows?
It could go either way. We could put shows out for the next month,
yeah.
like solid, and then just 7 months go by.
Please come hang out. We love you. This was fun.
I'm excited to see everybody.
Now let's kill for Jesus.
I do.
All right. Till next time, my name is Eagle.
There will be another one, and I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Oh, shit. I love you, buddy.
Holla.
All right. Bye.
hope you can see this because I'm doing it as hard as I can.
We'll be right back. Surprise, motherfucker.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.